Mumia Abu-Jamal, why do you pick the political beat to write on a daily basis?
Well, politics are important. I've known this from my teens. When we look at like how the corporate media or the regular media covers politics, I mean, they tend to be involved in the horse race, involved even in personalities, but rarely in policies, because they don't oppose, you know. They're part of the system. They don't oppose the system's policies. And so, you know, it becomes these personal contests or, like I said, the horse race, when that really isn't important. I mean, the polling, when you think about it, that isn't important because, you know, it's important if you want to raise funds for a candidate or something like that. But they don't determine ultimately what happens on election day.
So why is your perspective or your positioning a little bit different? Like, where do you come from that you see things in a different way?
Well, I think a long life of hearing politicians say one thing and seeing them do another, of hearing politicians become kind of chameleons. I mean, I remember Nixon stealing the free breakfast program and stuff like that, you know, while damning and denigrating the Black Panther Party. It was our program, not the government's. But they stole it to, you know, steal one of our crown jewels.
Do you remember any journalists who would be willing to stand up and ask the right question?
I.F. Stone. There were a few, you know, back in the Tribune. Trudy Haynes, I think her name was. You know, local journalists tend to do it far more than national journalists, because national journalists tend to be those people who, you know, have sold out to the corporate masters. But that's more now than even, you know, when I was coming up, because so few individuals own virtually all of the corporate media in America.
Why do you choose to ask those hard questions or point out those contradictions?
I feel that if someone else was doing it, I wouldn't feel the need to do it. I would do perhaps more cultural pieces, perhaps even lighter pieces. But this is a very serious time in America. I mean, I was just reading an article by an American journalist who writes, other than books, predominantly for British newspaper, Greg Palast. And he talked about something that very few politicians have voiced, which is the 1 million African-American votes, over 1 million, actually, that were spoiled in the 2000 election. I mean, that's disenfranchisement. But no one says that, you know. And if that won't affect the outcome, you know, then let's stop calling this thing a democracy. Call it something else. You know, let's come up with a new word, or call it an empire, or, you know, call it a plutocracy, or call it whatever you will. But let's stop playing the democracy game.
You don't have anything to lose, do you, from where you're sitting?
Well, I mean, you know, I'm on death row. many people would think that that's the right place to shut up. But I do care about, you know, what happens in my community, in the country, in the world, and what happens to people. And I think I try to talk about important issues. For Free Speech Radio News, from Death Row, this is Mumia Abu-Jamal.
These commentaries are produced by Noel Hanrahan for Prison Radio.